Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Chicago Bulls and the LA Lakers. Chicago comes in with a record of 35-38. LA is 37-37 on the year. Over their last 10, Chicago 6-4 have won their last game, while LA over that span 7-3 at 500 for the first time all year, and they have won 3 in a row. And for what it's worth, Patrick Beverley talking junk already, now on the Bulls, saying the Bulls are going to end the Lakers' playoff chances. Anthony Davis, you like to see this if you're a Laker fan? Yeah, let him come and try. So, here we go. Let's see what happens. Here are the numbers. Chicago averages 113.3 and surrenders 112.3 per game, while the Lakers score 116.5 and surrender 116.6. Interestingly enough, that differential is the closest it's been to neutral or positive for the Lakers in a probably all year. Their defense has been awful most of the year. It's actually gone down, that number. At one point, they were giving up 118 or something per game, so it's gone down almost 2 points, or maybe even over 2 points. That offense has stayed steady. So as they move to 500 on their record, they're also nearing 500 or neutral in their point differential, which is interesting. The rest of the numbers, 13.1 turnovers per game by the Bulls, 14.2 by the Lakers. LA is 47.9% from the field, while the Bulls are 48.8%. Bulls 36.2% from long range, 34.1% from deep by the Lakers. LA is 77.8% from the free throw line, while the Bulls shoot a very impressive 81.1% from the stripe. And lastly, you have bench scoring, 30.2 points per game from Chicago's bench. Not all that great, it's okay, but the Laker bench is spectacular, 40.5 points per game from their second squad. This will be the first meeting of these two clubs this year. LA is home, LeBron James still out, D'Angelo Russell is doubtful, which is a lot of injuries for the Lakers. It's a lot of points, but Davis is engaged. You like to hear him trash talking, responding to trash talk anyway, so let's see if he can do it on the court. DeMar DeRozan is questionable for Chicago. Let's go Lakers. I think they need to win this one, obviously. This is going to be a home game for them. I expect them to play really, really good. But Chicago's a solid bad team. They're probably the best bad team in the NBA. So I think this game's going to be tough. I think this one's going to come down to the wire. No Russell and LeBron hurts here against wings like Chicago. Although if DeRozan doesn't play, that balances that out. I think the Lakers win this one, but I think Chicago is going to keep it close. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Chicago and LA. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and it is time to stack the NBA with a betting preview between the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. The lines open up in this game at the Lakers -4.5, and that's where it remains now, so the Lakers are still 4.5-point favorites going into this game Sunday, and the over-under is at 226.5. Now, the Bulls coming in, one of the more inconsistent teams in the NBA, and if you've noticed something, that's how the NBA is today, a lot of inconsistency. But the Bulls are 35-38 on the year, 35-35-3 against the spread, 31 overs, 41 unders, one push. They're 15-21 on the road this season, but the Bulls have caught fire as of late because they're right there in the middle of that play-in tournament with everybody else trying to get out of that anywhere between the 7-10 seed because nobody wants to play in that play-in tournament. Kind of gives a little bit more meaning to the end of the season, kind of a great thing the NBA's done. The Bulls have won 4 of their last 5 overall and against the spread. 3 unders. They're coming off of a win against Portland the other night. They won that game 124-96. It's just been a much better stretch for the Bulls. Like I mentioned earlier on in the season, there was just no sense of consistency. And finally winning 4 of their last 5 games is the first time that they've really shown consistency. I hate to keep saying that word, but it's true. And they've also been really good on the road. They're 3-0-1 against the spread in their last 4 road games. So they're starting to show a little bit of backbone on the road. Now the Lakers, they're also fighting for their playoff lives, but they're doing themselves a lot of favors with this little win streak they've gone on. The Lakers are 37-37, 36-37-1 against the spread, 35 overs, 38 unders, one push, 21-17 at home this season, and the Lakers have won 3 in a row, 2-1 against the spread in that time, 2 unders, and they're coming off of a win against Oklahoma City. They won that game 116-111 yesterday, and also the Lakers 4-5 unders, so they're actually the biggest reason why they're starting to play better. They're just playing better defense. They're not allowing as many points as they were earlier on in the season. So I like the under in this game, but I'm actually going to roll with the Bulls on the road. I think the Bulls have just been really good on the road as of late. The Lakers have won 3 in a row, and it's about time the Lakers have that disappointment where we see on ESPN, are the Lakers done? Are they still the team to beat in the West? Even though they never were the team to beat in the West, but because LeBron James is on the team, ESPN is like, I guess they got to be the team to beat. So I like the Bulls on the road in this game, and I like the under because the Lakers have been playing some real good defense as of late. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers.